The eastern bluebird lives in North Carolina year-round and is beneficial as it eats many of the insects and spiders that live on the ground near our rivers, creeks, and forest edges. These insects include beetles, grasshoppers, crickets, and caterpillars. You will often see eastern bluebirds perched on fence posts as they overlook open fields to forage for insects. They can see tiny insects from over 60 feet away. They also munch on wild blackberries, hollyberries, and elderberries, especially in winter when insects may be more scarce. Eastern bluebirds are cavity dwellers who typically choose to nest in holes left behind by woodpeckers and dead oak or pine trees. Males will attract females to the nesting cavity by displaying the act of carrying nesting materials in and out of the nest. However, once he attracts a female, she does most of the nest building and constructs it from twigs, weeds, grass, and animal hair. They usually lay 4 to 5 pale blue eggs that are incubated by the female for 13 to 16 days. Loss of habitat and pesticides have taken a toll on bluebirds, but you can help by planting trees and shrubs that hold berries and fruit in the winter when insects aren't readily available. You can also build nesting boxes to provide a safe shelter when they are unable to find natural cavities in trees. Bluebirds have quite specific nesting requirements, so a plan is included below that gives them the cozy nesting space that they love. When placing your bluebird house, put them in wide open areas with a clear flight path into the nest. Ideal bluebird habitats are open and barren or shortcut grassy areas where they can watch clearly for insects. A few trees nearby for perching are beneficial. Bluebirds are attracted to houses that are placed in full sun and away from the shade. In preparation for nesting season, they search for nesting sites in late February or early March, so it's best to put new boxes up by January or early February.